I'm in Ireland, in Dublin, as some of you know, as you've been listening to my audio boos all day, and I thank you very much. And also, hello to the audience of the festival conference, because you might be watching this live, or you'll be watching this on screen potentially as part of my workshop. So I'm sat in the bar and I have some people here. They're going to introduce themselves and tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening tomorrow. So first of all, we've got Paul, who got me involved with this, and also Daniel. They're going to introduce themselves and tell you a little bit about why they're here. So Paul.
Well, I'm here because I've helped organise this conference on behalf of Fault of Ireland, the Irish Tourist Board. And it's an opportunity to work with all of the main Irish festivals. And in some ways it seems a rather downbeat theme that we've chosen, which is festivals in harsh times, how to survive and thrive. But actually I'm rather hoping that it's going to be quite the reverse, that actually it's going to be very upbeat, that in fact it's going to be a real, you know, feeling of community amongst festival organisers. And it's been very fortunate. I've helped organise it, and I've managed to draw in some expertise from the UK as well as Ireland, but also delighted that we've got Jeffy, who's come over from Amsterdam, and Daniel, who's come over from one of the world's great festival cities, Montreal.
So it's a real international feel to it. So also here is Daniel. So Daniel, a little bit about yourself and why you're here.
Basically, I'm here because Paul invited me. But to be serious, I'm here in hope that we'll be exchanging interesting ideas. And I'm certain that this will happen. I brought some ideas of the things that we do in Montreal. And I'm sure that the people from Dublin and Ireland will tell us about the thing that they do. And there's nothing that you can do to replace this, the actual exchange of information and experiences and ideas. Because you can build festivals for many years, but you always come to a point where you hit some kind of a ceiling, and you have to break that to go to another level. One of my friends in Montreal says that we're trying to build festivals 2.0 in Montreal, same as the web. And I like that very much, because we've been building a festival 1.0 for several years. But several of those festivals, they realize that they've reached a point where something else has to happen. And that something else is to be able to work in cooperation, work collaboratively, and find solutions. Of course, all of those solutions have to be tailored to your city. A principle is something interesting, but you have to know how to make it work in your city.
I love this notion of festivals 1.0 and festivals 2.0, especially as a social media practitioner. So what's festivals 1.0 and where's festivals 2.0?
Basically, festival 1.0, I'll give you two examples. The Jazz Festival in Montreal and the Just for Laughs, they've been there for 25 or 30 years, and they've ever expanded and expanded. But those two big festivals now, they've reached a point where they say, well, where exactly am I going? And they understand now that they have to change the business model to a certain extent. And basically, Festival 2.0 is festivals, owners and operators and CEOs sitting together and deciding to say, okay, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. No matter what you did in the past, I'm going to trust you. Maybe together we can go further. That's 2.0.
I like that. It's involving your board, your audience, your community to make something that's special for everybody. Well, thank you both of you, and I look forward to seeing what happens tomorrow.